escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I think right now Pickett still has the second best chance. I actually kind of think there's a tie between Pickett and Gabriel, which is interesting that then they both have, you know, hamstring issues that are holding them back in this competition.
Oh, wow. See, I at this point, especially with Dylan not playing tonight, I've just taken the same way I think a lot of Shador people have just kind of removed him from that type of, hey, week one possibility. Gabriel, to me, is in that same boat as well. And the only reason why Pickett's on board is because we know that Stefanski likes him so much.
Well, and it feels like Pickett is either going to be the starter week one or he's going to be in Toronto Argonaut in week one.
I would bet more on Argonaut than I would starter week one.
I would also probably at this point. I just think, here's the thing. I continue to come back to the biggest uphill climb for Shador is there's a quarterback of the exact same ilk, meaning a rookie quarterback, that was drafted above him. And this isn't even about draft positioning, though. It is about, like, the NFL, humans in the NFL are so biased, just like you are at your job. You have people you love and then people you tolerate. I don't think Kevin Stefanski was behind the drafting of Shador Sanders, and I think to Kevin Stefanski, that matters.
Right, but at least Shador is playing. Like, the difference here right now, and I think why it's so important tonight, is that at least he's playing. And until we can see Dylan Gabriel actually get out there, that is the leg up that Shador has right now.
But the only thing I would say is, like, Dylan is, I would imagine next week's about Dylan. As long as he's healthy enough, I mean, he was healthy enough to practice in the joint practices.
And I want to see it, by the way.
So, and I do too, but I think my point is, like, there's always going to be a guy who's your same type, but that's more favored. I mean, there's another rookie quarterback, and I favor him more.
You can always fall out of favor if he has his 3-for-14 performance and then turns that into an actual 11-on-11 game against the Eagles next week.
I would respond, I don't know about that. And again, I'm not trying to make it seem like Kevin Stefanski is some sort of, you know, Manchurian candidate manipulator, but, you know, coaches, offensive coordinating head coaches are really particular about who runs their scheme. And granted, if you're Andy Reid, you get to a point where you've morphed your scheme so many different times, it looks nothing like what you did in Philly in 1999.
Stefanski last night, by the way, I don't know how much of the coaches show you happened to catch.
All of it.
All of it? So you heard him talk the way I'm going to tell you right now. He was talking about how they got Snoop Huntley back, and he's like, yeah, I love Snoop. Oh, by the way, was not shy about praising Snoop Huntley. I've never heard him. You talked about for months about how he talked about Dylan Gabriel. That's how we talked about Snoop Huntley. But he's like, yeah, so Snoop knows the offense because he was here last year, but this offense is totally different. But he'll catch up in time. But this is a totally different offense than what he had last year to deal with. He tried stressing the importance of how different of an offense they've tried to make this thing, because last year had a lot of Ken Dorsey on it.
Yeah, which by the way, I believe. If he said it's drastically different from the 2023 offense, I would not believe
him. No, just last year, because Snoop was only here last year throughout that little stretch. And it was, I mean, I'm telling you, you thought he had goo goo gaga eyes over Dylan Gabriel. That was a clinic on how much he loves Snoop Huntley last night.
You can't give me goo goo gaga.
We got to find this audio now playing for you.
And then not go for me to go goo goo gaga Gabriel. You know, I like a good dismissive nickname as much as the next guy, and I will do that if you allow me to weaponize it.
He won't even answer questions about Shador straight on, but when it came to Snoop Huntley, it was as if there's no other quarterback on the face of the earth.
He's a Pro Bowler.
It was incredible, yeah, the love he showed for him.
But I think, okay, so, you know, this show specifically, even though everybody's talked about Shador the same amount, is accused of being so ridiculously pro-Shador. And what I will tell you is...
People conflate it, by the way, because they know that I love Shador and you're Switzerland, but then you bring in segments calling it the Super Bowl, and I think they might get the wrong messaging there.
They might. Well, yeah, because it's your Super Bowl. It's not mine.
I know. But that's the
it's
branding.
It's my preseason game.
The branding on that, okay. You know, yeah.
I can't help. I'm a great brander.
They're like, geez, Jonathan just talked about it this being the Super Bowl all day. It's like, no, I didn't.
That's exactly what he's done.
No, I didn't. Jonathan tried to get Daniel Olafusi to laugh at your Super Bowl twice in an interview. No, I didn't.
By the way, he wanted to. He really wanted to. Yeah, he did.
But one day we'll have him on and he'll break.
But he's a serious journalist.
Daniel Olafusi, ESPN.
All right, but here's the thing. Tonight, I'm going into the game with an open mind. And if next week is Dylan's game, I'm going to be going in with an open mind. And I do have opinions on Dylan Gabriel, having watched him since 1917 play quarterback in college football.
Mm-hmm.
Much the same way I had reservations about Shador being the number two pick in the draft versus being the pick 155 or whatever it was in the fifth round. And by the way, I have incredible reservations. I have zero belief in Kenny Pickett, but I'm keeping an open mind that in this system, I can be wrong. And the reality is, I do think that's where I think a lot of people have closed up their mind on this quarterback search far too early based off the first 2 weeks of camp, when there's, I think, still at least two more weeks here of time for anybody to grab it if, and this is the biggest if the Browns are willing to be open to that idea. I know they are with Dylan. I know they are with Kenny Pickett. I know they are with Joe Flacco. I still don't know if they are with Shador, though.
I mean, I guess we'll see how many people play in the joint practices against the Eagles, because that'll go a long way. And really, you don't need to play every preseason game for this all to matter. It's why I tried making the case for Kenny Pickett earlier in the week. Like, if he's going to play in the joint practice, if he'll play in the preseason game, then he can hit the ground running. But the time's running out. Between Dylan Gabriel and Kenny Pickett, like, we got to actually see them play. We got to see them get out there. And I know they did a little bit in the joint practices, but you know what I'm talking about.
Well, but I mean, I think that's what, you know, tonight
like
is
Joe
about.
Joe Flacco's winning this not because he's done anything crazy. He's winning this because he's shown up every day and been healthy.
Well, and Dylan Gabriel hasn't, and Kenny Pickett hasn't, and Shador hasn't been given the chance. And so, and that maybe is another way to look at this. Like, I'm open-minded about tonight and next week and, the third preseason game, but I don't. Like, this might be Shador's chance. And
For sure it is.
So I think what the reality of what, like, I struggle with tonight is, what is this opportunity really? Is this an opportunity for him to battle to become the backup? You know, like, how good does he have to be to even get into that conversation? Is this more about what happens in October, November, and December if this team starts out 1-6 or 1-7 or something like that? So there's a, and again, it's unknown. I don't know that Kevin won't give him a chance.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right?
Yeah.
But I just understand the complicating factor of having Dylan Gabriel ahead of you, who I think is a rookie that, Kevin Stefanski is more in on right now. That's where I'm like, okay, how, you know, does this last you a day inside the building? Because here's the thing. Everyone always says, like, the Browns aren't sabotaging. The Browns want him to succeed. That's, do you understand how many people make up the Browns?
Yeah, it's a lot of people and it's a lot of voices.
And by the way, it's a lot of opinions.
Yeah.
And the most important opinion in the quarterback room is Kevin Stefanski. And I don't think Kevin is a nefarious guy at all. I really don't. I've had my reservations about him. I've spoken on him. That's not what today's about. It's not what the next little bit's about. But like specific to this, like Kevin has shown a little bit of something that Tito Francona's shown, which is you're my guy, you're not my guy yet. And with Tito, you never knew when a young rookie player was going to become his guy. When all of a sudden a Nolan Jones would become his Michael Martinez, which by the way, Nolan never did and was traded summarily.
No, but it was obvious though when he had like guys like Josh Tomlin that he played cards with, and then Tomlin kept being given opportunities. Like it was very obvious in many ways. But you can get away with that in baseball. It's a little bit different, obviously, when we were talking quarterbacks.
Oh, I think cronyism is just as rampant in football. Well,
cronyism matters, obviously, but is Stefanski, if he's approaching this as if he can just kind of throw out the people that he's got biases for, the people that he wants to be buddies with instead of the people that are going to win him games or save his job, then he's got another thing coming.
Well, but here's the thing. It's not. It sounds like I'm making it about Kevin. Every West Coast head coach I ever remember was like, I think Jim Druckenmiller is going to be the next Steve Young. Like part of this is founded in a, I see something in you and I believe in you. And that is at the kernel of coaching. And the idea that every coach looks at every player and sees the same thing or sees it's.
Yeah, but I mean, dude, I think we have enough time.
Just you and me. Like there are guys in the station where I'm like, that's my guy.
Right.
And I like, Anthony Lant worked here for 2 days, and I was like, oh, the milkman's my dude. That's
right, but
like,
here's the difference,
same
though.
And
so we like Anthony. We like the big Weege, all these guys, right? But if I'm going to make a fictitious person because I don't want to put anyone's name on it. Let's say we had a guy named Joe that we both were like, dude, Joe's awesome. Joe's great. And then I listened to Joe like three different times, and I thought there really was something there. But then for seven straight times, I'm like, you could have got a guy to do a Drunk Off the Street, a better radio show than this. What is going on with this guy? He's lost it. I thought I had something here. I don't have something. And I do wonder if Dylan Gabriel, the way that the last week went and the idea that he's not even playing tonight, like you can lose people. As quickly as you've gotten a buy into them, you can lose people.
I would be shocked.
The amount of people you've heard me talk about that are young at the station that I'm like, I think they're great. And then after a little bit, I'm like, you know what? I want to retract that. I want to take that one back.
And then I bought the stock just
and
because,
you know, buy the stock.
You got to play it.
Someone's got to buy the stock. But well, like but I mean, that's how this should work. He should be flexible. And if you see people vomiting all over their shoes in the practice and not doing a good job, and then okay, change your mind, get something different in here.
I would be surprised if Kevin's there yet, and maybe that is what tonight's about. But that's like the number. If Kevin really wanted to surprise me, and again, it's not about Kevin. This is how NFL coaches think, and coaches in general think. There is a tribalized nature to what you do and what you define as a football player and who you gravitate towards and who you think fits what you do and what you want them to do. If Kevin's approaching this with an open mind tonight, that to me would impress me quite a bit. But in fairness, my problem this whole time has been I think Shador's the only guy he hasn't had an open mind with. And all the other three guys are, and I don't see a distinction between any of these four quarterbacks.
But if he was really that closed at this point, then Snoop Huntley would be getting a lot of wasted reps tonight. Like, he's at least giving them the opportunity, and now this is where Shador gets to step up. And I do think it matters. I know, obviously, the Browns have signaled the message that it doesn't matter and they care about the joint practices more. But for the amount of people that watched Tanner McKee last night and the amount of discourse attached to that after that performance.
Don't forget about Trey Lance. Your boy.
I mean, I'll gladly forget about Trey Lance.
Nope. You were part of the Trey Lance hive.
How am I a part of the Trey Lance hive?
He hasn't had
a lot of opportunities is the point with Trey Lance. But like Tanner McKee last night, I woke up to people discussing online about the idea that the reason why the Browns had to trade for Kenny Pickett is because Howie Roseman would have said Tanner McKee was a non-starter in those discussions. It was like, wait a second, Tanner McKee's a non-starter? And they're like, yeah, as evidenced by what happened last night. They clearly love him. They see something in him. And it's like, okay, fine. But like these preseason games, you can laugh about them. You can say they don't matter. But last night, a lot of people were talking about Tanner McKee and throwing all sorts of shade in the same respect to a guy like Ashton Jeanty.
Are you going into tonight with an open mind? If you are a Shahader, or if you are also Switzerland, are you going into tonight, not just with Shador, but with kind of anybody you might be detracting on the Browns, but specific to Shador, because I'm going to reel it back there. Are you going into tonight with an open mind and big praise for Stephen Vogt in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan?
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.